And now Brother Clayton Cook from the Sturgeon Heights St. Albert Congregation will consider the next part of our symposium entitled, Have Love Among Yourselves. Bear, believe, hope, and endure all things.
I believe in you. I trust you. I know you're not perfect, but I know you'll be successful. I love you. This is how Jehovah feels about his faithful servants. This is how Jehovah feels about us. Ever since the rebellion in Eden, Jehovah has displayed love and confidence in his faithful servants. With Jesus, he knew that Jesus would uphold his sovereignty and eventually crush Satan. Regarding his human servants, he knows and has foretold that as a group, we will maintain our integrity, and a great crowd will even survive Armageddon. Jehovah loves us and trusts us, even though he knows we're not perfect. Jesus imitates his Father and has set a pattern for us to follow. His disciples made mistakes, usually the same ones, over and over again. But Jesus loves his disciples. As he got to know them, he loved them more. He didn't avoid them or become resentful, but he knew that with training, time, and Holy Spirit, they would be successful. They would maintain their integrity and also uphold Jehovah's sovereignty. His love for them is seen at Luke chapter 22. Please open your Bibles and follow along as I read verses 28 and 29. That's Luke chapter 22. Luke 22, verse 28 says, "However, you are the ones who have stuck with me in my trials, and I make a covenant with you, just as my Father has made a covenant with me for a kingdom." You see, Jesus didn't say, "You're perfect." He said, "You stuck with me." He cherished their loyalty and faithfulness. He knew their mistakes. He knew their shortcomings, but he still loved them. He loved them so much. In verse 29, it says, "I make a covenant with you." He chose to enter a contract with them, a legal binding agreement that he would never break. He loved them, and that was a demonstration and evidence of that he had confidence in them. It's just like his Father. The verse continues, "Just as my Father has made a covenant with me for a kingdom." Jehovah loved and trusted Jesus, made a covenant with him. Jehovah loved and trusted Jesus, loved and trusted his disciples, and made a covenant with them. In fact, Jesus made great sacrifices and endured many things on behalf of his disciples. He gave his life for them and for all mankind. What an example for us. How can we imitate Jehovah and Jesus? We imitate them by showing love. We imitate the love that they showed. When we preach, we show love to people in general, to mankind in general. But Jesus said specifically, "Have love among yourselves." That is the love we need to show. As our theme scripture, 1 Corinthians 13 and 7 says, "We bear, believe, hope, and endure all things for one another." So how can we do that? We bear, that is, we put up with inconveniences, the imperfections of others, just like they put up with ours. Being here today and assembling today is a matter of putting up with and bearing many little inconveniences, yet it's a privilege that we cherish. We believe. We're not suspicious, but we believe that our brothers and sisters genuinely love Jehovah as we do. And we hope. We do not rejoice in others' suffering or trials, but we hope the best for them. But love does more than that. Love moves us to assist in any way we can, looking for opportunities to reveal our hope, our love for them. And we endure. Just as Jesus endured trials for his brothers and with his disciples, we endure. We endure with our brothers. We endure for our brothers. That is the love we show. We believe, we hope, we endure, we bear all things for one another. We need this love in our families and in our congregations. We need to show this between husbands and wives and with our children and between brothers and sisters in the congregation. This is the love we need to cultivate every day. And in that way, Jehovah can bless us and help us to develop it every day. By showing this love, we are imitating Jesus and our God Jehovah. Now, a video has been prepared to show us how this has happened and maybe how we will be able to show love also. Let's watch.
Alice, Alice.
Hi, Debbie.
Wow, Brother Green, I didn't know it was that bad.
The storm was far worse than expected. I had already followed the order to evacuate the city. I had no idea I'd never see my home again. My wife had passed away a few years before the disaster, and I didn't have any family to stay with. So I really didn't have anything to go back to.
So, what did you do next?
Next, I learned what real love is all about.
They took all of you into their home?
Yes. Six of us. It wasn't easy sometimes for any of us. But in the end, we knew we could get through anything together. Because love endures all things.
A touching video, a touching demonstration of that real love in action, love that bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. No doubt we will be able and ready to show love like that.